just about any time today. In fact, even in the overnight hours tonight. High today in the upper 80s, low tonight around 74. Tomorrow, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some areas. High temperature around 88. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny behind the front, less humid. High around 89. Upper 60s on Wednesday night and Thursday, looking really nice. You can track the storms today and tomorrow and see where they are and where they're going to be on our free weather app. It's available in the App Store. Plus, you can add a cool lightning layer and see where the storms are moving. And of course, push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students from Booker T. Washington Magnet High School in Montgomery will not be in school this week after a fire destroyed part of the school early Saturday morning. Classes will resume at Haneville Road School on August 27th. Governor Kay Ivey says the state has updated an agreement with county sheriffs to end a practice that let some of them pocket state money left over from inmate food programs. The new agreement states that sheriffs must agree funds will only be spent on preparing food, serving food, and other services related to the feeding of prisoners. And Montgomery City Council could vote on a proposal to cut back on the number of days trash is collected this week. Mayor Todd Strange says cutting back the service will help balance the budget. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The president pushing back against a story in the New York Times that says White House counsel Don McGahn spoke for some 30 hours over 3 days to investigators with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
Severe weather in Oklahoma sends fans to the hospital after a concrete structure collapses on them.
At the movies.
So your family is rich?
Crazy Rich Asians taking the top spot at the box office.
Mike Pompeo is extending condolences
to the family of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
Police forced to keep the peace in Seattle after a group of gun rights supporters came face to face with counter-protesters.
More than 2 million Muslims are in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj pilgrimage.
Late word out of Afghanistan that President Ghani has announced a conditional ceasefire with the Taliban.
Adults who never smoked have a higher risk of dying early if they grew up with parents who did smoke.
Red alert for flooding has been lifted in southern India.
The Brazilian government is sending troops to the border with Venezuela where there have been clashes.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, and then we have a Friday drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market. So I hope you'll get in for that. That's open, eligible for any caller except for Soulja Boy.
I'm protesting. I'm boycotting.
How you doing, big guy? Hey, by the way, I forgot to mention to you, this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see Don Rickard or Dick Brubaker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Prattville and Eastern Bypass locations. Go ahead, Soulja Boy.
Can you say that three times fast, Dan?
No.
I didn't think so. Hey, I am sorry I'm a little off topic today, but I just heard something on your local news thing that just chapped me raw, and I don't even have a pair of leather pants on right now. Are you telling me the mayor wants to cut our services to balance the budget?
Yeah, he mentioned that when he was here.
And how is that received? I mean, my garbage only gets picked up twice a week already. We're going to go down to one day a week?
That's what they're talking about.
Well, maybe if we wouldn't have gone into bed with the recycling company and spent all that money and let them stand on their own 2 feet, we'd have some money left. I mean, how much money have we lost? We're in a hole. I heard next year we owe in debt $30 million in our fiscal budget for next year is $30 million for debt. And that's almost number four or number five on our after the police and the fire department when it comes to the size on the lines. It's number three or four. What do you think about that, Dan?
Well, I'm not sure if that number doesn't sound right. That would be $600 million more, $600 million plus dollars.
That was what was posted in the newspaper on the Montgomery Advertiser, $30 million for next year.
$30 million in debt service.
Debt service, correct.
Yeah, I'd have to see what that says, because when there's a difference of paying that is including reduction of debt and interest and then just interest.
Exactly. It's like when you pay a house, you want some of it to go towards principal.
Right.
And some goes towards, to your interest. I understand that. But you're a single person, Dan. Can you live on one day garbage pickup a week?
Oh, yeah, I can easily do that.
Can you? Well, then what do you do if you have children? People have children, four or five kids.
Well, and the solution to that would be the two-can rule.
Or bigger cans.
No, two-can rule. I don't want bigger cans.
I just like
Joey
the
knows
bigger
about
can
bigger
sound.
Cans. Joey, you're all about bigger cans, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I think it'd be more efficient.
It's all about efficiency when it comes to Joey. So would they pay more? I would hope they would pay more. Then I want a bigger can.
You don't already have a bigger can?
Oh, no, I don't. No, I have a small can.
Okay. I have a non-existent can.
There you go.
If you know what I mean.
And then you got Joey.
Here are some things that I kind of got out of the mayor when here. One, they're looking at a gas tax. And then taking that 2.5 cents that they would do and then add that to a road building operations, which will give you, if I remember correctly, I think it's like $3.5 million more a year.
There we go, the tax increasing.
And
wasteful spending, let the taxpayers put it on their back.
And then you get, then he kind of hinted towards the garbage thing and maybe going to one day. And then that was going to save a pretty good, considerable amount of money there.
Well, when I worked for the city, I remember one time I was in Mayor Bobby Bright's office working on his laptop, okay? And he asked me, he says, Soulja Boy, He didn't call me that, of course. He looked at me and says, how do people feel about if we raise taxes? You're an average person, working person on the street. I said, Mayor, we're blessed that we have one of the lowest tax, you know, rates in the country. I've lived in Florida long enough. I lived in Georgia. I've lived in many states, and we got low tax, okay? But I tell you, I would not have a problem, Mayor. I looked at him. I said, Mayor, Mayor Bright, if I didn't hit another damn pothole again. In other words, I'm not going to give you one more cent more until you show me that you're more fiscally responsible with the money I'm giving you already. I think a lot of people feel that way, Dan.
Yeah. Now, on potholes, did you hear what the mayor said about that? What'd you do?
Oh, God. Did I call Domino's Pizza?
No, you call 311 and tell them.
Oh, I like that new commercial on Domino's. You see a pothole, you know, and they'll fix it for you. I like that plan. But I don't have a problem paying
by the way, that is doing great as far as publicity.
Is it?
I mean, it's got millions upon millions of dollars worth of free publicity.
Man, they need to come over here then, because we got plenty of potholes. I remember when
you guys drive around a different part of town than I do. I don't see potholes. I see streets that will be cracked.
Some fissures.
Oh, Young Meadows Road.
We'll call 311.
Yeah, but I tell you, I remember the old days when I first got here, stationed here, and I lived off base, and I saw a pothole. I called Emery Farmer's office, and by the time I got home off of work at 5 o'clock, that pothole was filled. Things got done. We didn't need a 311. All you do is make one phone call to one person, and God happened. It happens. So maybe this process, you know, is taking a little longer than average, and you know. But maybe I'm wrong. But
well, let's do this. Go find the pothole. Call 311 and see how long it takes to fix it.
Well, I'm friends with Mayor Bright. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a photograph with my phone and put it on Facebook. Here's another one.
Well, why don't you do what I said? I mean, let's test the system.
Okay.
Go find it. Send me a picture of it, actually. And let's see how long it takes the city to fix it once you call 311.
I think that's a great measuring stick. I'll try that. I'll do that, matter of fact, today.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Man, I hear these stories about how quickly things got done under Emery Fulmer. I'm like, I remember him. I remember meeting him as a kid a few times, just all the different events he'd be at. But how did he commanded that? Like, I don't know how things got that done that quickly. He just knew everybody and intimidating figure, too.
Yeah, let me tell you what the way he operated is somebody, anything that needed to be done, he would go straight to that department head, call him and say, get this done. Mm. And it would get done.
Oh, and I've seen every time we've had Mayor Strange in here, if something comes up, he's immediately directing somebody. I don't know.
And see, and that he's trying to do that in the Emery Farmer motif.
Right.
If somebody's got a problem, they call about it, they'll check on it. And sometimes there's a perceived problem. They'll go, a light is only 3 seconds, and they went in and they had Bubba call me and say, no, it's not. It's timed correctly. And so, you remember we told the audience about that, the one that was out on Atlanta Highway. Let's see where we are here, okay? Antifa protesters attack critic. Now, I've seen the video, and just playing the video wouldn't have made any sense on radio, you know, because you're looking at it. And you can go and look at this story at DanMorrisShow.com. It's got some of the video in here. But here's what you didn't hear on the news about this. They attacked a critic that you're going to hear from, but you know what else they did? They attacked the media. They actually started hitting the media and throwing things at the media. But did you hear the media mention that in any story? Not one single story. But they actually attacked the media. Let's listen in.
Antifa is back on the attack again, this time in Seattle, chanting "Go home, Nazis" to demonstrators who had gathered for a pro-gun rally.
The problem was they're not Nazis. The protests in Seattle are just one of a growing number of hate-filled demonstrations by far-left groups happening across the country. So where is the outrage from Democrats?
Stephanie Hamill is of the Daily Caller, has been to many Antifa protests, and she joins us now. Tell us what upsets you the most after your reporting on what happened there in Seattle.
Well, I love that you guys bring up where's the outrage. I've been asking where the outrage was all weekend, this morning. In fact, I've been asking where the outrage is about Antifa for the past couple years now. And I've had several run-ins with Antifa, like you brought up, and let's just say they have never really been very pleasant. Antifa, they claim to be the anti-fascists, yet they're the ones that are the real fascists. They're the ones that are trying to silence people that they disagree with. They're the ones that are bringing violence to protests. We saw what happened in Seattle over the weekend. What happened was that there was a group of people that were out there demonstrating against this initiative in Seattle to raise the age from 18 to 21 years old to purchase semi-automatic rifles. And a lot of these Second Amendment supporters have a big issue with that because it is an infringement on our constitutional rights.
So, I mean, this group, when you look at the Charlottesville deal,
yeah.
These guys were incredibly vicious and were doing things that they should have been arrested for. And if you read the Charlottesville After Action report talking about the police, is they totally screwed up because they sat there and watched these guys take clubs and hit the white nationalists, mm-hmm. the white supremacists, and they were basically rioting. But they didn't do anything about it. This Antifa group, they are very serious about creating bad things.
I mean, is there a way we could, like, legally... Like, I know in Washington State, if two people want to have a fight and an officer is present, the officer can go, y'all shouldn't fight, but if y'all really want to fight, you can, and that's allowed. And I've, like, seen videos of this. It's pretty remarkable that that law still exists.
Is there you have a weapon?
No. It has to be fist, and as soon as somebody falls down, it's done. Like, it's pretty interesting how it works out. But I'm thinking, can we, like, take some of the Antifa and, like, white nationalists, have them go out into a field, and, like, you know, y'all can fight there. Go fight if you want to.
Well, the moral sounds, you know, interesting,
me,
to me.
Like, but, a duel, you know.
The difficulty is Antifa is not being reported correctly.
Yeah.
They are very violent. They will turn on you in a skinny minute. They're very organized. They're very well funded. And the whole thing is to create anarchy. That's what their job and mission in life is. Before I go to a break, I want to mention Mr. Electric is still looking for electricians. You want a really good job working for a really good company and a really good boss? Mr. Electric is it. I'm telling you, I have known Dan Black for decades and decades and decades. He's an excellent guy, and he wants you to be successful. If you're an electrician, he wants you to be successful. So be a part of the Mr. Electric team. If you're a qualified electrician, give him a call, and he'll give you a telephone number, and you're going to need to actually ask for Dan Black himself. It's 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Career opportunity for you, an advancement for you, being your own kind of guy, too, reaping the benefits of your work, all that at Mr. Electric. Again, 334-269-8886. We'll be back right after this.
Morris Show. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker, all at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday breakfast. Brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Liberty or Death is the name of one group. The other group is called 3%ers in Patriot's Prayer. They're allowed to demonstrate, and they were demonstrating peacefully. On the other side were the organizers who worked for labor solidarity and radical women and freedom socialists. They were also protesting. But in comes Antifa, and they start beating people up and smashing the windows of Marine Corps recruiting service centers. How is that fighting against fascism when you smash the windows of a Marine recruiting center?
Yeah, it isn't. And so, again, where's the outrage? We saw one of the Second Amendment supporters was beaten up and bloodied. They arrested three of the Antifa members. And what really bothers me is the silence from the left. I haven't heard a word from the Democratic leaders. They're not saying anything about this. And when they are silent, when the media ignores this, they embolden and empower the so-called anti-fascists. They feel like they're on the right side. And look, we get it. Everyone hates Nazis. Everyone hates white supremacists. And we're not okay with that. But the problem with Antifa is that they're labeling anyone and everyone that is patriotic or a Trump supporter as Nazis. I've been called a Nazi by Antifa. At the Trump inaugural ball, I was in my gown and heels walking with a group of people, elderly people in front of me, elderly behind me, and a group of white men in masks. They stood in the sidewalk and they told me, "You're a Nazi. You need to walk in the dirt."
The Dan Morris Show.
And the media does not portray these guys the way they really are. And I was just amazed in watching the coverage of the Charlottesville. Throwing big boulders, clubs with nails in them. And they were saying that the white supremacists were bad guys. Actually, they were didn't respond. Very passive. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. Don't forget, they've got that Colossus Shrimp that is just absolutely incredible. Anywhere from 4 to 6 make a pound. But,
wow.
I mean, they are great. Those and it's very sweet tasting.
Must be big if 4 or 6 make a pound.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's 2 or half a pound.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's, you know, 1/4 pound shrimp. That's amazing because it has a little fluffy guy there. But they were really delicious. Definitely going to do that that again. Let me play my good friend Mark P. Bunting.
Oh, yes.
This is fun. He, you know, Mark is a personal friend of mine. We've become really good friends. We love, I want to get him back in the studio. We have so much fun. We just even talking on the telephone. He's just a funny guy. But he did this this editorial, and you, when you listen to it, I could not think of any other general manager of WSFA that could would ever do something like this. But this is shows you the kind of that fun part of Mark P. Bunting. He's a smart guy. He's a great guy. But he did an editorial on rats in Paris.
If you think we have to deal with some ridiculous things in this country, listen to this. Based on an article in the Wall Street Journal, Paris, France has a huge rat problem. Rats are taking over the city with an estimated 1 rat for every 8 humans. The problem has gotten so bad that French officials want to decrease the rat population by ordering the poisoning of rats to lower the numbers. The rats now are seen in Paris supermarkets, nurseries, and parks. There is a group of Parisians who are urging for a more humane solution. They think the rats should not be exterminated, but rather have birth control drugs deployed. I, of course, envision little rats with berets on every street corner in Paris offering free rat condoms and free rat birth control. Now, before anyone emails me, I'm attempting to be humorous here, knowing the method would be using sterilization drugs and rat bait. Rats serve no purpose. They carry diseases, and many years ago, those diseases ended numerous societies. Kill the rats. One of the activists took in an injured street rat and nursed it back to health. That same rat, she named Tina, ruined 2 cages, escaped, ate a hole in the bathroom wall, and then ended up dying. Tina was a bad girl, and sadly, she has 900,000 relatives doing the same thing to Paris.
Lord, that is great.
Great little beret, I like that. Mark has got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I cannot think of the last guy, or even Ken Savage, who's a friend of mine, doing that. And you could tell, I mean, he tells me the tether is off, because I would tell him what it was like when Ken was doing it, and he had to basically get a check off from RSA on it.
Well, and there's some folks where you're like, aren't you at least on Team People? I mean, people just go so far with the animal rights activism that it becomes absurd. That you gotta think this. Sir, I'm all for, you know, healthy, sustainable ways of raising animals, however you want to shake it. Oh, even I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm not a vegan, but I'll listen to your arguments, and if you want to live that way, fine. But some people just go way too far with it.
They really do. They get obsessed,
yes,
with things, and that becomes a real problem out here. I can't imagine what it'd be like. I mean, there are parts of Paris that are not very clean, but I can't imagine, because you have these, and parts of it, you have these very narrow streets, and it in these little shops and restaurants and things like that. But the garbage cans all over the place. I mean, I could see where they'd have a real rat problem.
Yeah,
I was out there. New Star 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the tools pros rely on to save money, save time, and tackle any job. Now you can get up to 30% off select Hitachi pneumatic and power tools. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup at our pro desk. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 8/26 while supplies last. See store for details.
Need help getting back to your routine? Time for a Target run. And now Target can run to you with same-day delivery. New same-day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. All sliced out of lunch meats? Same-day delivery. Tipped out of Tide detergent? Same-day delivery. Get what you need delivered same day. Target run and done. Learn more at Target.com/shipped. That's Target.com/SHIPT. Restrictions may apply.
This is Tom Bernard at State Farm and Prattville, and I've been doing business with Randy at Prattville Farm Center for over 15 years. I bought a horse from his dad years ago, so over the years we've purchased tack for the horse and feed. Recently I bought a farm, and I have hired Randy and JD at Prattville Farm Center to clear out my creek, and it just got that flowing better so it didn't back up or anything like that, and they got it all looking really nice. I would just recommend highly calling Randy at Prattville Farm Center. They'll be glad to help you out in anything you need.
Visit Randy at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive. Call 365-5400.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Paul Manafort jury deliberating for a third day in his bank fraud and tax evasion trial.
The Manafort side has been consistent since last week. They think the longer the jury has the case, the better it is for their client, because it demonstrates to them that the jury is very carefully reviewing the exhibits.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Alexandria, Virginia. Pope Francis in a letter blasting sex abuse by clergy and the church's attempts to hide the attacks. But the sex abuse survivor, Mark Vincent Healy, is skeptical it'll do any good.
I mean, we're aware that it is still, yes, ongoing. We are aware that in the developing country, that they're still suffering from sort of like a lack of spotlight.
And a golfer charged with biting off another man's finger during a fight at a golf course in Massachusetts has pled not guilty. Derek Harkins released on $10,000 bail today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Best news of the week is a rare summer front is on the way. Hang on. Scattered to numerous storms again today, just about any time today. In fact, even in the overnight hours tonight. High today in the upper 80s, low tonight around 74. Tomorrow, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some areas. High temperature around 88. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny behind the front. Less humid. High around 89. Upper 60s on Wednesday night and Thursday looking really nice. You can track the storms today and tomorrow and see where they are and where they're going to be on our free weather app. It's available in the App Store. Plus, you can add a cool lightning layer and see where the storms are moving. And, of course, push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look. Where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Let's drink to love.
another interesting story that caught my eye. One was the Antifa attacking the media and it not being mentioned at all, not one bit. But then there was another story that the media ran with that said there was this illegal alien that was here taking his wife to the hospital so she could have her baby. And they detained him and took him away. Now, that sounds pretty heartless, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, they left out some information in it. And this is part of what I don't like about the media when they try to create their own narrative and they start changing the news.
Take a look at these headlines reporting the story of an illegal immigrant man ripped away from his pregnant wife as they were on their way to the hospital so she could give birth. Obviously, that gets your attention. Sounds pretty inflammatory, right? Well, one thing they managed to leave out in those headlines, ICE says the man, the illegal immigrant, in fact, is wanted for murder. So why isn't the media giving the full story up front? Here to react is someone who has seen the illegal immigrant crisis up close, Art Del Cueto of the National Border Patrol Council. What do you make of the fact that the media says X, Y, and they leave out Z, which is kind of important?
It's very important. But I think, you got certain members of the media doing a fantastic job in leading their own political push and their own political thoughts on something like this. This is where it upsets me and it upsets many agents. And it should honestly upset all the Americans out there that are watching and reading some of these headlines. These same individuals that are just choosing to read one headline are the same individuals that are out there calling Border Patrol agents and ICE agents, the men and women that put their lives on the line each and every day, the word Nazi. And I think that not only do they fail to read the entire story, they only read certain headlines, but I think they failed to read history and see what a Nazi really is. And you see it all the time. When you see these types of headlines, you look at the comments, and you see the people out there that are just actively attacking, and not just people, regular people, but politicians that are attacking agents and attacking ICE. Oh. And it's just disgusting. I mean, he's wanted for murder.
Right.
That's the reality.
Okay, so they left that fact out that he was wanted for murder. There's a warrant for his arrest out.
For murder.
Not for running a stop sign, not for jaywalking, but for murder. But the media, I mean, there's only one reason to do that, is that you want to make ICE look bad. And you leave out an amazing fact because you want them to look bad. And so when Donald Trump talks about fake news, this is exactly it. They are actually creating their own narrative out there. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
Think about it from your perspective. If you only did half of your job, like these individuals in the media are reporting on this illegal immigrant who was trying to just take his wife to a C-section, leaving out the murder part. Imagine if you just did half of your job, what would happen?
You know, not only that, but there's seems to be a lot of confusion with certain members of the media when it comes to legal immigration and illegal immigration.
Right.
And the reality is none of us are against immigration, we're against illegal immigration, and that's also a word that they choose to leave out. They choose to call a lot of us anti-immigration. We're not anti-immigration, we're anti-illegal immigration.
Art, why do you think the media, mainstream media, acts like this and does these sorts of things?
I think a lot of it, honestly, is because it sells certain stories. That's what it comes down to. That's why I think it's important for people like you, a lot of the stories that come out of Fox News, I think it's important. Even when I come on this show, I've been blessed enough to be on your show several times, and you see some of the people that like to troll on your own sites,
right,
and attack me even because I'm Hispanic myself. The reality is that my parents were legal immigrants to this country. I believe in the legal system. I think that we are a country of laws, and those laws need to be enforced, and they need to be respected. And we have too many people that laugh at our laws, that come in here into our country illegally. They want to avoid inspection, and then once they're even apprehended, that's when they're quick to even right. claim some type of asylum.
What do you want the American people to know about the job that Border Patrol does?
You know, I wouldn't have enough time to explain it, but the reality is that we have very, very well dedicated men and women that do the job. We're enforcing the laws, and the reality is we don't go wake up in the morning wanting to arrest a certain particular type of race. We wake up in the morning to arrest criminals. That's what we do. We arrest criminals that try to bother our country and try to laugh at our laws. Illegal is not a race.
Illegal is not a race. That was extremely well said. Let's go to the phones and go to East. East, welcome on board the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, that cat was brilliant. And I appreciate you for highlighting this because it really tells us what the reality of fake news is. Look, if you and I were to open up a clandestine printing press and start publishing the New York Times with Elvis alien babies, stuff like that on the front. Well, what would we call that?
You go to that fake news.
That'd be fake news, exactly. And that is exactly the conundrum that I face every day when I turn on the national news, whether it's on the radio or on the television. And I've gotten to the point where I almost don't want to listen to the news on TV at all. Dan, I'm depending on you very heavily, but not your regurgitation of the facts, but the finer details of things that I've read about. And these guys don't think we're paying attention, and maybe we're not. I don't know. But, I do. Fake news, and it would be illegal, too, by the way, for me to publish the New York Times, in a storage building in Elmore, Alabama, right, and start selling it, all the news is print.
Yeah.
I mean,
with a liberal tune.
Yeah. I mean, that would be illegal. It would not be right. It would be fake. Although I haven't read a good Elvis alien baby story in a while. But, that's just the way things are. And I believe that our news media has really kind of tabloided out on us. That's a scary place to be.
It really is. And people, and when we get into these next cuts, it's going to be talking about the media hates Trump and how they're kind of killing their own trust brand here. But the media has really kind of gotten off the edge. You're going to pick it up in some of the other stories that we're going to play of how they're going to editorialize in talking about a comment or something.
Well, I want 1984 to be fiction again, brother. So you just keep on doing what you're doing, and we'll listen, okay?
Thanks, East. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out, right? So let's now get to the media takes on ICE. I'm sorry, no. The media hatred for Trump is only hurting the media. Now, this is a media analyst that is coming up with this, but I agree.
Over 300 newspapers publishing editorials in what's being called a coordinated attack against President Trump and his comments about the press. But in a new op-ed, our next guest says this rhetoric hurts the media more than it hurts the president. Joining us right now is New York Post columnist and Fox News contributor Michael Goodwin. Your op-ed is excellent. And it starts with the fact that it was 2 years ago, the media writer over at the New York Times essentially said, from here on out, we got to cover this guy different because he's different.
Right. And it basically, the New York Times editor then said, that's it. And it opened the floodgates to every reporter giving his or her opinion on Donald Trump on virtually every story you read now in the media. And here we are 2 years later, this coordinated effort to denounce the president, right, allegedly in defense of the First Amendment. But I think it's pretty clear that all of these papers have been attacking the president day in, day out. And the point of my column ultimately is that this is really hurting the media. There have been a number of studies now, one, for example, involving 4,000 American adults who said that 70% of them said they believe the mainline news organizations published false, fake, and misleading information, and they know it. They know it while they're doing it. And the bulk of these people think that it's because the journalists have an agenda. Now, that is an incredible indictment of the mainline media.
It is incredible. In other words, they is starting to sink in that the media is not being trusted. And you remember I told you the opinion dynamic research poll that, you know, if you are, what we've done is we've narrowed our bandwidth of media and we're being much more selective and we're looking only at one side of the equation. So if you're a conservative, you're going in and doing Fox and you cannot stand the nightly news and MSNBC and CNN. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot stand Fox, and you even kind of question some of the nightly news stuff, but only because it's not sharp enough. It's not, you know, rigid in the way that they're reporting. But you're CNN, MSNBC, and that's where you stay. You stay in those bandwidths. And so you're either with a drudge or you're with, you know, one of the far left pieces.
Question for some perspective. Has politics always played this high up in news headlines?
No.
In your lifetime, you've seen it become more saturated with political news?
I've seen it. I've seen the news become political more and more and more. So what they would do is they would take a news item like inflation or housing starts or job unemployment, and they would actually take it and they would spin it in such a way that to try to make Reagan look bad. And they're not as much as they do now to right. Trump. There's nothing that Trump can do that he can do well or do right, in their opinion. If you notice, everything is wrong. And when you do that, your believability starts going down. But, you know, Watergate and Vietnam kind of created two media templates, is that we're going to tell you the truth and we're going to become investigative reporters. So Walter Cronkite turning against Vietnam War and the war reports from Vietnam, where you'd have the reporter there and you'd have the guys being taken on the stretchers and put in the helicopters and things like that, and the bombs blowing up. They started, you know, editorializing in that news part. Now, war is war.
Right, I mean, like the iconic photo of the little girl with the napalm in the background.
Yeah, exactly. And that, yeah. It's the guy, the police chief being shot in the head type thing. And then you had Watergate, which was the investigative side of things. And so what they did is they started weaponizing the investigative side and sensationalize the story.
Yeah.
And they do that all the time. You listen to Morning Joe, you're going to get 30 minutes of just beating Trump up for the sake of beating Trump up. Rodney, hang on for me. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show.
Seven 2-9-2-2-8, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How about y'all?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I got a lot done around the house. That's good.
I tell you one thing, I don't know about your house, but boy, it rained like crazy at my place.
Yeah, it rained quite a bit, but I did get some breaks in between. But the thing about the media is, for the longest time, I've been trying to put this together to figure out, you know, what is it with, especially like CNN, the ratings done went so far down, it's like, you know, Disney's trying to unload them and can't even sell them. And they still just pumping the same stuff out. So when I look at them and I say, well, are they doing the Trump hate thing for profit? In the CNN environment, it's like there's no way that they're doing it for profit because they're going bust. They ain't even, I mean, they're losing more prescriptions, watchers and everything else. Than it's just a massive people leaving that channel. But at the end of the day, I don't buy that they really just hate Trump this much. I think that they hate what Trump represents. The quiet, silent majority of the country who wanted to put the brakes on all these things that was going on in this country with the previous administration and the direction where that was heading. So it kind of confuses me because it's like the media is almost totally in on the destruction of America for what it is now. I don't know if it's the money behind the media, the people who own it, the interest that runs these facilities, these channels, these stations, or what, but it's almost like they are Natifa. They just in another form of them. And that's the scary part about it, is because it's almost like these stations and these networks are operating, manipulating the freedom and the rights of the press and using that to operate in a manner to try to destroy this nation for what it is or whatever the theory they have of creating a new America in another form. That's just what my thoughts are about this.
Well, let me kind of give you what my take is of it and seeing it from a lot of different angles here. These news outlets, particularly ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC, have a progressive mindset, particularly MSNBC and Comcast, who basically in their annual report about 7 years ago said, we are buying MSNBC and buying these outlets because we want to have a voice out there that is progressive and more towards the liberal mindset. So they're doing it very intentionally. But here's the problem. These guys get in a room and they believe the things that they believe. And if you were to look at who they vote for, who they give money to, it's by and large liberal Democrats. And they think in that manner. So when they look at Donald Trump, they see Donald Trump as someone taking down all those graven images of a social Democrat country. And whether it's healthcare, whether it's an economy that's working versus not working, whether it's talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and national anthems and things like that, that's not what they want. They want it back during the Obama years were perfect for them. It's exactly what they wanted. And they don't want someone to be successful after Barack Obama because it's basically going to discredit everything that Obama's done. And he's basically taking apart everything that Obama did.
So basically, they put party and their ideological thought ahead of the well-being of the American people in the country.
Right, because they believe that their philosophy, their ideology is the right one, and they believe that our ideology and our conservatism is the wrong one.
And how, okay, I can understand, I mean, sometimes you just got to try to put yourself into their mindset, but how could they look at the destruction that the last administration done to our economy, to the people in this country who lost homes? No telling, I don't even want to go off the list of all the heartaches and things the family went through throughout these periods. And looked at what the president is doing now, and they find no area whatsoever to slide across and say, you know what, he may be someone we don't like, but what he's doing is working for the country. It's betterment for the people. It's just they just straight up they want it their way or the highway.
Right. Everything that Trump represents is the opposite of them. For example, when he says fake news, they hate that, and they turn it into that he's saying that all journalism are fake and they're enemies of the people. All journalists, everybody. But that's not what he's saying. And they want to be the mouthpiece to the public. They so love the fact that they had a president that they could go in and carry his water for them and basically educate the unwashed masses. Now, Donald Trump is bypassing them and going straight to Twitter, going straight to people, and they don't like that. They really don't. Ronald Reagan did the exact same thing, not at the magnitude that Donald Trump is doing. They did the exact same thing. We bypassed the national networks, and we went to local stations, and we talked to them. And it went straight to the people that way.
And I'm assuming that's why they probably really hate the social media. They probably can't stand Facebook. They got to try to control all these things.
You got to remember now, Facebook and Twitter are basically now doing what's called shadowing, and they are. If you're a conservative, then you're. It's hard to find, a conservative spot. When you Google it.
Yeah, right. But you could go on, like I said, to Facebook, and you can have your, families and friends all in your little pack, and y'all can talk back and forth words and get spread around to where before the media was just controlling everything with their dialogue of the day and just feeding the manure to everybody, and that's pretty much all you
can do. But the big numbers are when you're on Google and somebody Googles something and it picks up your site. That's how I have 48,000 hits that come to my website. Rodney, I got to go, buddy. Top of the hour break. Here we go. Dan Moore Show will be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.